Peaches, peaches, peaches. Okay.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I'm sitting down with Jolly from Bad Omens. Great to meet you here in this room. I know like you're on like the lowest couch possible.
It's nice, though.
It is nice.
Yeah.
It's my first time ever at the Union. Is it your first time as well?
At this venue, I do believe so.
It's a pretty cool venue from what I've seen so far.
Yeah. No, it seems good. Yeah. I see the stage is like a little bit smaller than I would wish, but because we don't use our A-rig today, which is, we have a few of them, and the biggest one is not today. This is like a B or something.
I know last night, I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and I checked my phone, and all of a sudden, I saw like one of our listeners message me on Facebook saying, Noah's voice was gone in Denver. Is it going to be okay in Salt Lake City? And I was like anxious the entire time over here. I was like refreshing Bad Omens' Twitter to make sure it was all good.
I mean, we'll see. We did have a rough night, and then we also, but we suffered through. I mean, you know, we did what we could, and we were going to do the same thing today. Positive, vertically thinking.
Yeah, you guys are awesome, especially when it comes to like the work ethic and caring about the fans. Like I even saw a little snippet on TikTok last night of Noah saying, I'm so incredibly sorry, I don't want to cancel anything. And
no, it's just like a feeling you get when like, because here's the truth is that there's thousands of people out there, and then it's the worst case scenario, having to cancel for those people, and it does make you feel bummed and sad and angry at the situation and whatnot. But then the truth is that we're all freaking humans, and then especially, you know, when it comes to like Noah and his voice and how delicate it is. And then he's obviously more prone to like if I get sick, it doesn't really matter if anyone else in the back have a little cough or have a little hoarse voice or sneezing or whatever, feeling a little bit under the weather. That is not a big deal because we can still do our job. But it's like instantly when Noah has something, you can instantly hear that. He's all of a sudden can't use his full register and all that stuff. So it's all about just staying healthy and keeping quiet and hoping for the best.
Especially with the way he sings, it's like so calming at first, then he goes into the yelling mode and all that. And
he needs his full capacity essentially. So it sucks when the universe puts him down to whatever percent they punish him down to. So I understand that. It's very, but that is like I said, like bottom line is we're all human and that's just how it goes.
Absolutely. And you guys were doing like back to back to back stops. Like you had Minneapolis and then Denver and then here.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little bit, maybe that's a little bit too many. You know, we have to like start thinking in those terms, like maybe you should just max out on 3 or 4 or whatever is the best, gives the best results essentially.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think the last time, I don't know if you were there or if somebody else was there back in 2022, Noah and I think it was you stopped by our studio.
It probably was 2022 for sure.
Yeah, because you guys were on tour with Under Oath and Spirit Box, and it was a little bit after the Death of Peace of Mind came out, and that's how I got introduced to you guys. Was I was afternoons on the country station, and you guys were in the studio, and I was walking by kind of creepily, like, "Oh, so we got rock stars in the studio. This is sick." Oh. And then I listened to the first track off of the Death of Peace of Mind, Concrete Jungle, and I just fell in love with it ever since. And awesome. You guys have just blown up, really. It is absolutely insane to see, you know, the merch go crazy fast, the ticket sales go crazy fast. Everybody in our audience, especially from, you know, like myself, they probably drove 3 hours to get here. I think we had one listener show up at 8 a.m. just wait outside to come see you guys.
Oh, there's been a few of those sometimes where they're here before we are, so to speak. No, it's really cool. It's people seem to enjoy it, and that's awesome. That's the perfect scenario. And also, people seem to leave our shows with a positive feeling, like, you know, like, oh, that was awesome, feeling that was something different, and that's what we're trying to deliver. You know, we're trying to give them a little bit of experience, and it's nice to hear that it's working.
Yeah, it was really funny because I check our Twitter sometimes, and I see like what you guys do on stage, and I was laughing because I think you had a clip of Peaky Blinders on. whose idea was that?
That was Noah's. I think it's just like we're like one of those series that we all watched a lot, and then it's just so funny because sometimes there's just like a little bit too much fighting out there, and I think that had been a thing for a few shows. So we're like, let's run that before we go on. It's like, no fighting.
Yeah,
and I thought it was funny, but I think we just did that a few times, and then hopefully we won't have to bring it back. People know how to behave and just try to take care of each other out there.
And I saw Noah do a speech about how people just learned about the band through TikTok and all that, and Just Pretend going viral. And I know Just Pretend just went number one in alternative radio, which is pretty crazy.
It did, and that's from having gone number one on active rock mm-hmm. before that. So yeah, it hitting two charts number one is awesome. It's right. really really cool. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to say, man.
Do you ever just like go to your parents and be like, listen to my songs on the radio?
No, I don't. I haven't told them really to the explicit or to the content of how much we're being played because they're in Sweden. They don't listen to our radio. I don't know if they – I think they know. Oh, they went number one, but I don't know if they know what that really means. But I don't know. I'm just trying to keep a low profile, you know?
Yeah, no, it's great to be that way. It's funny just because like –
I'm just trying to do our best out here, you know?
I mean, I freaked out. Working. I freaked out when I saw my name on the radio. It was like Afternoons with Brendan Peach or whatever. But I could not imagine being a musician and just hearing like your song being played on the air and everything. And it kind of saddens me that like Just Pretend was like the go-to for a lot of the rock stations because you guys have so many great songs. And I think oftentimes radio just chooses like a softer song to be on the quote safer side.
It could be like that.
Yeah. And there's like times where we play Artificial Suicide on our station and stuff. And
that's the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Those are two completely different songs. But then we had the Death of Peace of Mind going pretty good on, was it alternative or active rock right now? I don't think it hit number one, but I think it's been up there for a long time now. It has been like a two or three and like been living there. So that's a little bit of a heavier song versus Just Pretend, wouldn't you say? So I think they're playing like a little bit of everything. And then last year, I think we had a little bit spin of like a villain.
Definitely.
That's also like a heavier one.
Right.
So, but they're all melodic. They'll have choruses. They have, except for, you know, Artificial Suicide, maybe who was a little bit on the heavier spectrum.
Yeah. Even seeing like the merch sales go the way that they are, I was trying to get myself a shirt. And I refreshed the page. Everything sold out.
Oh, you mean the drops online? Yeah. They tend to do that. It's very hard to keep stock on that. We do our best, and we're definitely just resupplying or making more each time. But yeah, it's the demand is pretty high.
It's great.
Crazy. It's a very odd situation to be in, but we're trying to do our best to fill that void as best we can.
Yeah. Like one thing I would love to see you guys do is – since you guys are so crazy high up there now, and even like Sleep Token and mm-hmm. Dayseeker, I would love to see you. I can only imagine if you three bands got together to tour, how fast that would sell out right away.
That would probably be a pretty big one, yeah.
Yeah. Just to see, because my boss, Victor, he actually just went to Boise last night to go watch Sleep Token at the Knitting Factory, and then he drove from Boise to here, and I think he's still on his way over here now to try to, of course, come see this show. But it's like his big weekend of traveling on the road for like it's pretty wild. I think there's a lot of fans even out there that I saw post on Reddit that were like, oh, I'm from North Carolina and I flew in and all of that. It's insane. And I'm so happy that you guys are just, you know, are killing it out there. Really.
Yeah, there are a lot of people flying in from different decks. Let's say that makes it even harder or like more pressure. Mm-hmm. Like there's people flying in from Argentina to see you and they have a flag with them. And we're just like, oh, we have to, like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
People fly really like from different continents for a few days to see a show because they've been, you know, planning it for a long time and whatnot. So it's nuts. It's fun though, and I really hope that they leave with a feeling of fulfillment that it was worth it.
How did you and Noah meet? You said you're from Sweden, and you've been in the band since 2015.
I've been in the band since we ever released music. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's the founding member, and Nick he brought in, which they've been, you know, friends for forever. And then our first bass player, who's not in the band anymore, he was my best friend, and we had contact abroad, overseas, whatever. He's actually been over there and touring with my band once when we needed a fill-in. So no, we were just like, we were best friends, we always talked, and then it just fell. My other band that I had at the time, many years ago now, they just fell through. They didn't want to tour anymore, and I felt like I really wanted to. And right at that moment is when my friend said that he was talking to this dude called Noah and about a new project, and if I was interested, and I got in contact with Noah, and then we started talking, writing some stuff, and then he's like, cool, let's meet. And then literally just kind of spiraled from there. It was pretty weird when you look back at it, but it didn't feel weird at the time. It was just like everybody wanted to do this. What we're doing right now was very clear that that's what everybody wanted to do.
Yeah.
So it was just like-minded people getting together and just, you know, hustling for X amount of years, and right now we're here, and that's very cool. We're very grateful, and can't wait for what's coming next. You know, I just want to keep on this journey.
Yeah.
It feels like it's just started. I know it's very big, but like I said, I try to keep it low profile or keep my head balanced. We're all just very chill people.
Right. Yeah. No, you guys are just like the silent killers, you know, when it comes to like the music scene. I mean yeah. Because rock and metal is already elevated in popularity, mm-hmm. but even more so, like, you guys and Spirit Box, Sleep Token, Dayseeker, Beartooth, even, like, all yep. of you guys are just really, really getting up there, which is amazing to see, because mm-hmm. it's yeah. great to see the younger bands now get a turn, because, you know, every rock station out there does Metallica Monday, and it's they've been around for so long. My dad went yeah. to high school with James Hetfield. It's like,
your dad did?
Yeah.
Oh,
the Downey High School in Downey, California.
Yeah, that's so cool though.
Yeah, I wish you would have awesome. Became better friends with him, but
yeah, they're just like buddies now.
Yeah, yeah. No, unfortunately then, not.
No, we got bullied by him instead.
You're something. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other end, that sucks.
Well, okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Jolly, for joining me today.
No, thank you
really,
for having me.
Really appreciate it.